This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pope Francis has changed church laws to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. It also says lay people who hold church office can be sanctioned for sex abuse crimes. The new provisions released Tuesday after 14 years of study were contained in the revised criminal law section of the Vatican's Code of Canon Law. The in-house legal system that covers the 1.3 billion strong Catholic Church members. The most significant changes aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the Church's handling of sexual abuse. The law recognizes that adults, too, can be victimized by priests who abuse their authority and said that lay people in church offices can be punished for abusing minors as well as adults. U.S. President Joe Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence when he helps commemorate the 100th anniversary of the destruction of a thriving black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Biden's visit on Tuesday, this Tuesday, in which he will grieve for the hundreds of black people killed by a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial justice. And it will stand in stark contrast to the most recent visit to Tulsa by a president, which took place last year. Biden will be the first president to participate in remembrances of the destruction of what was once known as Black Wall Street. In 1921, on May 31st and June 1st, Tulsa's white residents and civil society leaders looted and burned to the ground the Greenwood District and used planes to drop projectiles on it. Up to 300 black Tulsans were killed and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. This is VOA News. The IAEA says it can only estimate Iran's nuclear stockpile. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Monday it has been unable to access key data monitoring Iran's nuclear program since February. The IAEA is the United Nations Atomic Watchdog. The confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press says the IAEA has not had access to data from its online enrichment monitors, electric seals, or to measurement recordings since February 23rd. That's when Iran began limiting inspections in order to pressure the Biden administration to lift sanctions that were reimposed by then-President Donald Trump in 2018 after Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israel's defense minister is now distancing himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed the Gaza Strip high-rise housing on Associated Press office and other news outlets. Benny Gantz says the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. In a published interview over the weekend, the Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi was quoted as saying that the AP journalist drank coffee each morning with Hamas operatives in a cafeteria in the building. And the AP has called the claims patently false, noting that there wasn't even a cafeteria in that building. Speaking to foreign reporters Monday, Gantz said that Kohavi was trying to portray the atmosphere, not the actual aspects of the building. A new study blames climate change for 37% of global heat deaths. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
More than one-third of the world's heat deaths each year are due directly to global warming. That's according to the latest study to calculate the human cost of climate change. Dozens of researchers who looked at heat deaths in 732 cities around the globe from 1991 to 2018 calculated that 37% were due to higher temperatures from human-caused warming. The study in the journal Nature Climate Change found about 35% of heat deaths in the U.S. can be blamed on climate change. That's a total of more than 1,100 deaths a year in about 200 cities. I'm Shelley Adler.
An imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has asked a court to halt the hourly nighttime checks he's been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking Monday in a video link from prison, Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him a flight risk that has resulted in checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks are effectively amounting to torture. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.